Let's talk cards. I'm Zach Blackerby, Jamie Crossan here with you. Let's talk cards, powered by Auburn Cards. Follow us on Instagram, auburn.cards. Jamie just got back from Dallas a few days ago, and it was insane. I know you had to show up in Huntsville, and I want to talk about that as well. But I mean, just the folks flying all across the country to just all get slammed tight inside these rooms.
Yeah.
To all look at cars. I mean, it was crazy. I thought it was, I enjoyed Dallas more than I enjoyed the National. I'm just going to be 100%.
Really?
Honest. It was the most fun I've ever had at a card show.
Really? What separated it? Tell me the difference.
Yeah. I don't know if it was, you know, just knowing more about the space or knowing more people in the space and seeing more folks that, you know, are all around the country to gather in these, you know, big card shows or what. I think there was a nice balance of different types of vendors moving different things. It wasn't just like modern sports. There was a nice mix of modern and then vintage, and every sport I think was well represented. And then, you know, I like the TCG side of it as well. I just thought there was something for everyone. High end, low end. They had their, you know, their massive grails. They had their dollar boxes. I mean, they did a great job of just making sure there was something for everyone.
Do you feel like the National maybe doesn't do as good a job? I've never been to the National or the Dallas card show. So, like, in your opinion, would you think that Dallas does a better job giving something for everyone? Like, what's the National? I mean, because my feedback from the National that I've heard as someone who is going this year for the first time, is that it is all high end, 120% of comps. I mean, it's money hand over fist, and it's sort of the elite. It's hard to find deals is what I've heard. So is that accurate?
Yeah, I would say the trade nights at the National were much better than the trade nights in Dallas. But I think what you say about the National is true. I mean, I went last year, and that's certainly what we ran into. Cards you may never see again, but like just incredible things that almost belong into a museum. Dallas, I think you could walk up and see a card that you were looking for specifically, and it was probably listed around comps, and you could probably get, you know, 95, 90% offer. I think they would have said yes. I mean, there's definitely a lot of moving there for sure.
Okay.
And then as far as like being able to sell your stuff, I think being able to sell whatever you brought with you, that was super easy. I know Elijah got liquid very, very quick. Our buddy Alan, who met us out there, he sold what he wanted to sell. And then like, I mean, I don't have any cards right now. I mean, I've pretty much got, you know, I've got a few, you know, gold stars on the TCG side of things. I bought a few Braves cards because they weren't as competitively priced as they are around the Southeast, but that's pretty much been it.
So, I mean, you would say that the Dallas card show is more, it's better for selling than the National.
Yeah, I think so. That was my experience. I'm sure everybody can have different experiences with that, but that was my experience for sure. And like, I mean, one thing though, man, is the amount of people willing to travel and be a part of, you know, whatever the best card show is in that given weekend. Like Dallas is kind of seen as the best show that's not the National by a lot of people. And I think they really executed with that. I'm going to go to as many Dallas card shows in the future as I can based off this past weekend.
Wow. That's big, man. How many people would you say were there?
So I had to leave Saturday morning. I saw pictures of the room Saturday, and it like just talking to Elijah who stayed through Sunday morning. It sounded like Saturday was almost too much. But man, the hobby is alive. I mean, there were thousands of people there Thursday and Friday for sure. So I'm terrible at giving an estimate, but
yeah,
I mean, thousands of people, it certainly seemed like I was very, very impressed with it, but the hobby's alive, man. The hobby is absolutely alive. I think there's a lot of people that keep predicting this downfall and this, you know, the plummeting of the hobby and the market crashing. And I'm not saying that won't happen, but man, just the interest and the buzz of people in the space. It's I don't know. It got me fired up again for sure.
Yeah, man. Did you, okay, you said again. So did you feel like you were tapering off in level of, in terms of your excitement level or?
Maybe a little bit. And some of that, you know, I cover a football team for a living. And so some of it might have been because that was kind of draining me over the course of the football season. And now that's done. And so we can kind of look elsewhere. Some of it might be that. That might be kind of a timing thing with my professional job. But yeah, no, it was definitely exciting. And I was excited to go to Culture Collision this weekend, but with the snow and the ice and all that stuff coming in, the weather, I don't want to get stuck in Atlanta with all my kiddos here. So don't get to do that. But I mean, it sounds like even in Huntsville this past weekend, it was rock and roll. It doesn't matter the size of the show. People are seeking these shows out, Jamie.
Yeah, definitely, man. While you guys were living large in Dallas, I was staying home in Huntsville, and it's really great, man. My buddy Jimmy Henson with Brinson's Hobby Cards just recently acquired a show that's been local in Huntsville, and they kind of rebranded it Hobbyverse. And I was fortunate enough to big quick shout out to Brooks Bryant at Champs, our local card shop. They actually sponsored five tables, and I was lucky enough to get a couple of those. So big, huge shout out. That was just a nice gift for Jimmy.
What was brought to your table the most? What player?
So many. I mean, really everything. A lot of football heavy. A lot of Drake May. A lot of, I mean, I got some vintage Jordan. A lot of the rookie quarterbacks from last year. Jamar Chase. I had just a sweet select RPA. Wow. Jamar for out of 25 that I bought.
So that's tie dye, right?
No, it's not the tie dye. It's orange shock.
Okay.
Yeah. And it hasn't sold very much. The orange shock has not sold very much. The tie dye sells quite a bit. So, I mean, I find value in that because it's more rare, but, I tagged you guys on my Instagram where I ripped off your always buying. So I put a couple of signs that said always buying, and like moths to a flame, people were coming. Hey, here's, it's so funny because at the beginning of the show, I had about 3,800 cards, had boxes, I had separated them, and I went, full transparency, I went with the idea of, I think I can probably sell all these boxes. I'd done my homework, I had my price per card, and I sold those 3,600, which, you know, were dollar cards, $2, $3, $5, whatever. Got a great deal on those. So I sold out everything.
Somebody come in and want the whole box.
They bought everything.
Man, when those people come up, I'm just like, please, just offer.
Yeah, no, like, I know.
I'm probably going to say yes. Like, goodness gracious.
I called my wife and I was like, good news. We have space again downstairs. So they bought, and so that left me with a surplus. I had two big cases with sort of the higher end cards, and the rest of the day was about buying to the tune of more than $4,000. You know, I mean, just buying. And, you know, it's hand over fist, man. Like, it's people were.
The Drake May comment's interesting because no one was touching Drake May in Dallas one way or the other. Like, everybody had a bunch laid out. And his stuff was priced at comps. It's just ridiculous what comps are.
Yeah.
I guess it's before they won. So it's probably even higher. And
you hate that, right?
What?
Yeah. You hate that. Yeah.
I wish he was cheaper so I could like get more of them I want to PC them, but it's just like, it doesn't make sense to. But I had several like laid out, a few of his RPAs and autos and stuff. And people were interested. And I was like willing to work, but people are just not touching them in Dallas. So I thought that was interesting. And every vendor that had football stuff had Drake May, right? And you know, some of the stuff was better than others, but yeah, it just didn't seem to move. Nobody was really interested in touching it at that price point.
Why do you think that is? Because he's arguably the hottest name. Do you think it's just inflated prices and that's why people are staying away?
Yeah. I mean, and unless he wins the Super Bowl, it's going to plummet. Now, if he does win the Super Bowl, like, I wonder how much of the current pricing is baked in. Like, how much more can it go up? And if he wins the Super Bowl, like, the RPA I have of him, it's like a resurgence out of 99. It's like a $500, $550 card. Like, does that go up?
I told you that. Did I sell you that?
You sold me one of them. You didn't sell me this one. I wish I still had the one you sold me.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's like how much more can that, like how much more does that go up? I don't know.
I mean, you're betting to hold Drake May right now. What you're betting on is threading the needle with him winning the MVP and the Super Bowl. So I would say, to your point, I think that he is at his height right now, with the exception of those two factors. But I mean, I think Matthew Stafford's probably going to win the MVP, in my opinion. Whether he should or not, it's up for debate. But I think that he probably will.
I'm with
And then I think, you know, the Super Bowl, who knows, man? I mean, did they play a weak schedule and they're benefiting from that? They keep winning. They keep beating the teams in front of them.
People keep picking them to lose, and they keep winning, and then they say they don't play anybody. So I don't know. I'm a Pats fan for those who don't. So, but yeah, man, like even, you know, with 20, you know, with new product coming out, the new Prism and the new, like I've been in a lot of Mosaic breaks lately. I get the Patriots as much as I can, and I'm glad that they're cheaper this year. But the pink camo, that's like the standard that comes in, like I think it's in Megas. And like his second year, just base with like the pink camo stuff, it's like they're paying for like, they're selling for like $8 a pop on eBay. I'm like, just put them on eBay and they're selling like within 20 minutes. I'm like, goodness gracious, it's crazy to me.
Man, there was someone that came by and they had base cards all etched, team, you know, some of that stuff. And there was a pink refractor in there.
Yeah.
And I think it was the unlicensed stuff. I would have to look and remember, but I paid the lady $5 for like 7 cards, you know, like a Drake May, just really cheap stuff. And I threw it on the Facebook groups that I'm part of when I run a sale every week at Reasonable Sports Cards, and put that up. And I just started each of them at $1, and they're just skyrocketing, man. And I looked it up on Card Ladder, and that particular card, it went for a steal, but I paid like 20 or 30 cents for it. Mm-hmm. And it went for like $8, and then it's worth like the last sale on Card Ladder was like 20. I mean, it's insane. It's market.
Yeah, just for like an insert that usually nobody wants. It's kind of crazy.
Right. Kind of crazy. Definitely.
So I purposely didn't bring this up to you because I wanted to do this here. For the last like week, we're both Auburn people. I thought this would be a fun thing.
Yeah.
For the last week, Janiah Broome's Super Fracture from Topps Chrome has been running on auction.
Really?
It ended last night.
Did you get it?
Well, I had a set number that I was ready to do, and I thought it was pretty high. If you had to guess, what do you think Janiah Broome's Super Fracture sold for last night?
One of one?
Yeah, one of one. Topps Chrome Super Fracture. Not on it. Yeah.
Okay. Man, I'm going to guess... I'm going to guess Janiah Broome, Super Fractor. He's in his pro uniform.
Yep. His first his first Topps Chrome Super Fractor.
Okay.
Yep. With Philadelphia. Yep.
I'm going to guess $300.
So my number going into it was, I was going to set my max bid at 800 if it made sense. That was what I was willing to pay for. It was 800. I'm like, I'm probably going to get ripped off. I'm probably going to regret it, but like, I'll also regret passing on it.
Right.
It sold for over $2,000.
What?
Sold for like $2,070.
What?
Isn't that crazy? Like that afternoon, it jumped up to $1,300, and I'm texting Elijah about it. And I'm like, what? Like, I just didn't see it coming. I'll tell you exactly what it sold for. Hold on. I'm blown away by it. It sold for $2,075.
$2,000 for Janiah Broome. I mean, look,
super fractal.
You won't find two guys that love Janiah Broome more than us. But I mean, if I have $2,000, I'm probably going to go chase a low end LeBron James auto.
Or buy a highly rated Brady rookie or something.
Like, right.
I kept watching it go up last night. I'm like, what is going on here?
Okay. I mean,
like, is this an Auburn collector? Is this a big 76ers collector? Like,
that's an Auburn guy. That's like, an Auburn purchase.
Like, that's just incredible to me.
Did Janiah purchase it? Was Janiah in a bidding war with his mom?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I just thought that was amazing. I thought that was absolutely amazing. So,
dude, I mean, I thought with Chennai being in the G League, I mean, yes, it's a super factor, but I'm thinking $300, right? Like, I mean, yeah. 400 maybe. I've got a one of one Ladd McConkey second year that I put 250 on, can't move. You know, I mean, so in my head, I'm like, well, it's probably a little better than the Ladd, so maybe $300-$400.
Yeah.
$2,000?
I've bought a lot of one of ones of Ramondre Stevenson, and I think I've probably paid $2,000 for all of them.
Really? But Ramondre's a beast. Ramondre's a beast, though. Like, I mean, he's been injured.
Okay, like, for all, I have 8 of Ramondre's one of ones, and then I've spent $2,000 on all of them total.
Oh, you mean total?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that makes more sense to me. I mean, he's a beast, but like,
yeah,
he's actually playing. He's actually producing he's numbers
too, which is fun. But yeah, I love Janai. Second favorite Auburn Tiger ever. Only one I love more is Cam. Like,
yeah, for sure.
It's just crazy.
Wow.
I thought you would have that reaction.
I can't believe it, man. I mean, I love Janai, but I mean, there's been so many times watching basketball this year that I've been like, God, I really miss Janai.
Hey, so it's the off season. Last thing, and we'll wrap this up. The last, and comment down below to your answer to this question, because I'm curious what other people's thoughts are. It's off season in the NFL for most teams, all but the 4 teams remaining. Who are you looking to like buy and hold a little bit throughout this off season? Do you have anybody?
Yes.
Give me one or two names.
Penix and Jaden.
I agree on Jaden. Break down Penix for me.
Well, Penix is bottomed out right now, so you can buy him on the cheap. Mm-hmm. And he's a starter. He was doing well before he was injured. I think if you stockpile, it's time to buy him, because you can get him at a discount. And then the preseason hype is going to it'll go up just like it does every year. And so those same cards are going to push back toward the means. Right now, I think that you're getting him super cheap, and it's a good investment.
He is cheap right now, for sure. I just wonder if there's any fear or risk of him not being the guy for a new coaching staff coming in.
Certainly.
Like, if Stephanie came in and was like, I like Kirk Cousins, it would not shock me.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, who likes – do people like Kirk Cousins?
I love Kirk Cousins.
Do you really?
Love him.
Yeah. No, he's not going to – I mean, he's not going
to
take
– Or do they want to draft somebody, or is the situation so bad that they have to roll with that? I don't know. I don't think that's a given to me. But
no, I think – I mean, like, even Rattler, right? Like, I mean, I'm still selling some of his cards right now for a good price.
Yeah.
So, I mean, certainly not what he was when he was the starter, but
sure.
You know, my thought process with Penix is he's, at the very least, he's going to be in contention for the starting role. I think the starting role is his. I don't think he's going to lose it to Kirk Cousins. I think that he's shown enough to merit, and they've paid for him, man. They've invested in him as the number one overall pick. They pinned him as the future. So I don't think they're going to give up on him quickly. Yeah. I think he can gather his stuff, and that, you know, I would sell, which I always try to do. I would sell it before the season starts.
Right. Yeah. You sell it. Yeah. I mean, you sell it the National, honestly, if you're going.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I agree with Jaden Daniels. And then I would also say Trevor Lawrence, I think, is a buy and hold right now.
T-Law, man. I mean, talk about an up and down career so far. Talk about, like, you know, someone who seemingly put it all together this year. I mean, I was as surprised by anyone watching T-Law kind of rise to the occasion. He kept getting doubted. People kept picking, like, kind of like your Patriots, man. They kept picking against Jacksonville, and all they did was keep winning. And T-Law, man, do you think this is the start of something great for Trevor, or do you think it was a flash in the pan year?
No, I think he's solid, and I think the team around him is better now than it has been, both on the field and from like a leadership off the field standpoint. As far as like something great, like, do I ever think T-Law will win a Super Bowl? Like, no, I don't, but I do think he can be a solid quarterback in this league. And I think his stuff's too cheap right now.
Yeah. Okay.
There we go.
Hey, man. Zach Blackerby's, you heard it here first, folks. Go after some T-Law.
Yeah. That's so we agree on JD 5, then T Law and Michael Penix. There we go.
Yeah, man.
Jamie Crossan, Zach Blackerby. We're going to do this fairly regularly is our goal.
Yeah.
So we'll see you next week and recap any kind of hobby stuff going on. This has been Let's Talk